This morning, I want to get right into the word I want because I've got some instructions, some direction from the Lord. And I want to bring you some hope. Bring you some good news. God is still on the throne. Nothing has changed. The enemy is still defeated. Glory to God. And he'll never win. But I want to bring you some news from heaven. I know you've been listening to the news they've been giving across their network, internet, TV, and all the broadcasting you've been hearing. But I want to bring you some news this morning from heaven. Hallelujah. And the last I heard, Jesus had been raised from the dead. The tomb is empty. And Jesus have ascended. He has ascended into heaven, and he had taken a seat at the right hand of the Father. And when he ascended on high, he said, all enemies has been defeated. I have the key of hell and death. Glory to God. Glory to God. So this morning, with all the stuff going on, the Bible says, in Paul's writing, said in the last day that perilous time would come. Men would become lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. We're seeing that. It said that we will hear of wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places. He said those things would come. But I want to bring you good news, and I want to pick up where we left off last week. Because somebody gonna get help today. Woo. And we want to teach you and show you from the word of God, by the Spirit of God, how you can reign in life. Circumstances that doesn't change a thing with you and God. If you don't know him, you can get to know him. And you can reign in life. So if you look with me and we'll get started. Our text we read last Sunday, we'll read it again. Romans chapter 5 and verse 17. I will read verse 17 and 18. Listen to it. This is from the King. For if by one man's offense death reigned, this by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. By how many? One Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by one offense, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Notice, one man's offense, death came. One man's righteous act, obedient, justification came. Hallelujah. I want to make mention of this so you can have clarity this morning. So you won't be confused in what I'm saying when we talk about life and death. We're going to talk about life this morning. In the Bible, there are many kinds of death spoken of in the Bible. But there are three kinds we want to be knowledgeable of. We want to have some insight, revelation of three kinds. And I want to mention them. The Bible talks about many kinds of death, but there's three you want to be familiar with, you want to be knowledgeable of. And the first one, when the first kind of death is when you're walking around on the earth and you don't know Jesus, or you are not born again. You're separated from God. I say it like this, a dead man walking. And I don't care how much stuff you have. I don't care about any of those. If you don't know Jesus, you're a dead man. And that's why Jesus came, so we could have life. That's the first one. And the tragedy of that, if you keep living like that and die like that, you'll be like the rich man. He'll lift up his eyes. He did lift up his eyes in hell. And he wanted Moses to send Lazarus back to tell his five brothers not to come to this place. Amen. But you hear the word of the Lord while you got breath in your body, because that's your only opportunity. That's your only window of decision making. It's while you got breath in your body, while you're walking on this earth. That's your only window of opportunity. So take the advantage of it. Hear me. Second kind of death is talked about in the Bible that you want to be familiar with when you die physically. And we are separated from our bodies. 2 Corinthians 5, 6 and 8. Listen to these two verses, 6 and 8. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. And verse 8 says, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And that's when you stop breathing. And your spirit and soul leave your body. You ever notice that people, they have many funerals and they roll them out in front of the congregation in a casket. You walk up, you feel on, they don't even respond any kind of way. Amen, because they're dead, no life in it. Your spirit and your soul had left. And you are going to one of the two places, whatever you made preparation for, that's where you have made your arrival. And this is why we preach the gospel and tell people so they can make the right choice. Mm-hmm. So they won't go through life blind, because Satan is God of this world. He blind the minds of people so they can live their lives and never know the truth, because he doesn't care. He's a killer, thief, and he don't want you to know the truth. So that's the second death that you want to be familiar with. Now, the third one is found in, Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now that's the third one. That's when judgment is taking place, and those that have not, God find their name is not written in the book of life, death and hell will have to give up their dead and all that, and then they will be tossed into the lake of fire with the liars, with the unbelievers, the murderers, the whoremongers, and the sorcery and idolatry, all that fearful, all them will be tossed into the lake of fire. And the Bible said that's the second death. And there's hell now, but there's a lake of fire that they will be tossed into.